All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci's with us.
Hey, kids.
And we are live at Knott's Berry Farm right outside the Boardwalk Ballroom. And it says, welcome to Knott's Berry Farm right on the billboard there. In case you're too drunk, you don't know where you are, it says it right there, Knott's Berry Farm.
Dude, if you're wandering around Knott's Berry Farm and you can't figure out you're at one of the world's great amusement parks, right. You've really had some.
Yeah, something's wrong with you. Now, Knott's Berry Farm is it's a terrific place, and this young lady here is responsible for bringing us down every single year, sometimes twice and three times a year. Lupita, everybody, nice to see you.
Nice to see you again, Lupita.
Nice
all right.
To see you too.
If
thanks
you won
for being
tickets
here.
Through KLSX, they came through Lupita, so you have Lupita to thank for that. And now, what's new? What's happening at the park?
New at the park is Pony Express, our new coaster. And that opened up just Memorial Day weekend.
We've is that got right?
An extreme BMX bike show called Extreme Wheels.
Dude, that's rad. I haven't seen that live, but I've seen some film of that show. That is so bad, that show, you think. Because when you're on one of their roller coasters, you know, they're going to take care of you. It's safe and sound. You're strapped in. But these kids put their lives on the line, and that is an exciting attraction.
Exactly. No, it's great. So it's happening all summer long.
Yeah.
And then we've got Snoopy's Bow Wow Ice Show.
So which is why you asked me to stop calling you Camp
nice.
Snoopy,
exactly.
If you remember that.
Exactly. Thank you for remembering. And I see Isabella's here.
Isabella's here, and I have a new child
welcome
since the last time I was here.
Awesome.
You've never met
awesome.
Dante, my other yeah. child, have you?
So it's a whole new generation here from
a
Camp
whole
Snoopy.
New generation. Well, probably, but we're hoping not.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, the whole gang is here. Snoopy and Charlie Brown, the whole works. Now, the park is open until 10 o'clock on weekdays?
We're open till 10 on weekdays.
And what about weekends?
11 on Saturdays and till 10 on Sunday.
Right.
And we have a great half price after four here at the park. So still come down.
Enjoy
we're
yourself.
Then. Yeah.
Coming up in October is Not Scary Farm, correct?
Yeah, Not Scary
Now, I have not let my daughter, who loves scary stuff, I have not let my daughter come to that yet because I've heard yours is the scariest there is. At 13, do you think she's old enough to attend Not Scary Farm?
Yes.
If
PG-13. It's a PG-13 event. So yes.
Okay, because I've heard, like, time. You'll go up to other places. I don't ever put anybody down, but I have heard that this is the best Halloween place that there is in the amusement park business.
Best of the best.
All right, Isabella, you get to go
yeah.
this year. Right
Yay,
on.
All right.
And they're getting a jump on it because I saw it backstage, and we pull in the back there. You guys are already preparing for it.
Already. We're hiring. We're auditioning. We hire 1,000 monsters.
You mean those bodies?
Everything.
I know those were really dead people. Dude, there's a lot of dead people for an amusement park.
That's after you've been in the marketing division for 5 years.
It is. But that's when you're open until like 2 a.m. You serve alcohol, and this place really gets rolling.
Right.
Do you guys serve beer during the summer here?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah. Beer served in
cool.
the Calico.
Cool.
All right. I'll see you later.
I can leave
Bye.
My flask at home. You know, Lupita has been kind enough to invite me to broadcast from here before. I broadcast from Knott's Berry Farm a couple of times with my daughter and my whole family. And I got to tell you, as I've said before, this is the most not just family-friendly amusement park I think that I've been to. And I've been to them all around the country. I love amusement parks. But the most hands-on where people take care of you. Like, if you go up to a guy here and say, what's your favorite ride? Rather than have him go, I don't know that one. He'll really tell you, well, I like this ride over here, but it does a loop. Do you like loops or do you like to just go fast? I mean, they really take their time around here. Is that part of the training?
We're family. And it's just we've got a really unique training program. And we're here for the customer. They want to get away from the everyday rut. Right?
You're right. Like, I like listening to her talk about.
Here's an escape.
We're here for your family. We really like you. And screaming in the background like they're being murdered.
Right, exactly.
We're here for your entire family with axes.
And it's easy, evidently, to win, not taking nothing away from my daughter, but to win these stuffed animals. She's already won 7 of them. So, I mean, it's cost me $1,200, but she won 7 nice stuffed animals, which is great.
Awesome.
I imagine at some point you say to people, hey, 90 is enough. Please,
that's right.
You know, move on.
All right. I'm never going to run into that problem.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, when my daughter and I we went camping for the first time. My daughter said, hey, Dad, what's it like camping? And I said, I don't know. I've never been. And she said, what do you mean you've never been? I said, the closest I've ever come to going camping is I played a kid in a movie of the week who went camping. Same thing with baseball. I've never played Little League, but I played a kid on the Partridge Family who played Little League. My pitch, I thought it was like trying to sell somebody something. They say, what's your pitch? And I'd go, well, if you buy one of these, we'll throw it apart. No, sir, that's not a pitch. A pitch is where you throw the ball. Oh, okay, I got it.
Did you go camping with her, though?
Yeah, I did. I did. It's,
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had a great time. And since then, I've rented mobile homes. All the stuff I missed that I thought wasn't cool because I was Mr. Hollywood guy and I got to do all these cool things, go to cool clubs.
Right.
There's so much more fun things to do out there than the obvious, you move to Hollywood, so let's go be glamour kings.
Yeah.
I took this motorhome and went to those KOA campgrounds. I had so much fun with my family. That's the thing. I don't think that anybody who, and I don't mean to put anyone down, but I don't think anybody who doesn't have children knows the full sense of the word joy.
Oh, yeah,
they also don't know the full sense of the word sleeplessness for like the first 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But really, there is no fun like fun with your kids.
Exactly. It's exactly right. And I picked this up from my dad, but he said, you'll never know love and fear until you have your own kids.
Totally true.
And then when you have it, you'll experience both on a daily basis.
Well, I got lucky on that one. My wife said to me, because as you know, my wife and I got married on the first date. And I one day.
Wait, you got married on the first date?
Yeah, I knew her 7 hours.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did.
Yeah,
know
my
that.
Wife is.
What were you waiting for after 5 hours?
Well, no, she was a very serious practicing Christian and brought it up at dinner. She said, I'm sorry, I will not do that till I'm married. And I went, well, you could have told me before you ordered the steak because that was a little expensive. But okay. So I married her, and we were married 18 years.
Wow.
After knowing each other 7 hours.
That is awesome. I didn't know that.
My family didn't have any real family traditions, so we started doing hers, and we went out on these motorhome trips and taking the train places, and there is, and like Knott's Berry Farm personifies, there is no real fun like family fun, but the fear is true. But when my wife said, do you want to have any kids, and really what I wanted to have, I had kind of got on the honeymoon, so I then said, if you want, but they're your responsibility, dude.
Right.
And she said, okay. So we had kids, and it turned out I was totally wrong. They're the most joyful thing in your whole life. But they get hurt on the soccer field or stub a toe.
Oh, yeah.
You're ashen. You go white.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's
and especially when it's even remotely your fault. You know, you've been roughhousing with them, and they you know, bust an arm or a finger. And then it just really, real guilt sets
wait,
in.
Wait till you think that you can box. And you think it's a good time to teach your 7-year-old how to box. And he comes and he goes, Daddy hit me in the eye with a big glove. You know, well, I got to get out of this somehow.
All right, come on down. What time is the park open tomorrow morning?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So you can spend 12 hours here.
Yep.
All right. Excellent.
Exactly. And so it's open at 10 a.m. tomorrow until 11 p.m. So come on down. You have 25 hours. No, I'm sorry. 13 hours at the park. I went to LAUSD. You have 13 hours at
I'm
the park
I'm not letting
tomorrow.
You handicap anything, dude, if that's the way your math skills work.
I know.
I think that horse should be around the track in a day, day and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one's finished in a minute and a half. What happened here? All right, Lupita, thank you very much. I know you hate doing this. You hate coming on the air, but you are the best, baby. You really are.
I love you all, and I thank you for being here.
All right, come down. Lupita runs the place. And how long, real quickly, how long have you been here?
20 years.
20 years.
Seen a lot of
and
changes.
As I understand it, you're inviting me back in 3 weeks to broadcast, correct?
Absolutely.
I just made that up. Suckered her right into it.
And then the Halloween.
Suckered her right into the live broadcast.
Halloween haunt? Yes. Definitely.
Back for
dude, I rule.
Not Scary Farm as well. All right. Thank you very much, Lupita.
Thanks, Lupita.
Sorry to put you on the spot there.
No, love it.
Not me. I got a whole broadcast from here coming up in 3 weeks now.
Excellent. All right. I didn't know this, that Danny got married after 7 hours.
I can't believe it. Everybody knows.
I didn't know that. I thought you'd known her for a little while, maybe at least a week or two.
I thought people were so bored with that story. I have told Oprah Winfrey that exact same story 3 times, just because, like, every now and again she'll get bored and want to hear that story again.
Wow.
And we'll go on, and we'll tell her that same friggin' story. Everybody, it's like, no, I thought all guys would be willing. That's a small sacrifice to pay.
Now,
if that's the only way you're going to get it.
Yeah, well, that is true. Now, when you married her after 7 hours, did you guys immediately move in with each other then?
Yeah, she never. As a matter of fact, all my girlfriends, aside from this one who I met at Starbucks. By the way, I was single. You'll love this. I was single for 6 minutes. I timed it.
Wow.
My wife said to me, because she'd asked for a divorce before, but I knew she wasn't serious. This time she said, she took a big breath, and in one sentence she said, honey, I don't love you anymore. I want a divorce. I haven't loved you in years. I thought I could forgive you for the things you did when you were drinking, once you'd been sober a year, but you've been sober a year, and I don't forgive you, and I don't love you anymore, and I haven't loved you in a very long time, and I'd like you to move out of the house right now. Just like that.
Wow.
I went,
And this is at Starbucks?
How long did you practice that speech?
Wow, that's pretty good.
And so I left my house, and I went to Starbucks, and I ordered my macchiato or whatever, and I started to cry. And from behind me, I hear this voice, "Hey, I really like your show." So I wiped the tears from my eyes, and I went, "Hi, what's your name, babe?"
Right.
And I went home with Amy, who was tattooed on my arm, and never went back.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
man.
I move fast, dude. I don't like to be alone.
You're like you get your wives like at 7-Eleven. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the way I buy Snickers is how you get your wives.
There's an expression I like to use that instant gratification takes too long.
All right, if there's anybody out there who had like a very short honeymoon, maybe, you know, 5 days, 10 days, maybe even a couple of months. The shorter, the better. If you had a really short honeymoon, I don't know if you can beat Danny 7 hours.
You mean honeymoon phase or until you got married or the honeymoon itself?
Well, between the time you met Gretchen and the time you married her was seven hours.
Yes.
All right. I don't think anyone can top
that. Our only wedding pictures are from the Star because there was a girlfriend of hers that was out on the date with us, and she took a picture. And our only wedding picture is from the Star, and it refers to me as Danny Partridge, which you really don't want in your own wedding pictures. And it says, "Danny Partridge marries woman after wacky 7-hour date." And there's the picture of Minister Don and the girl who took the picture and sold it for, here's how big of a star I was in those days, $20. Yep. She got $20 for that picture.
So not quite the $16 million that Brad and Angelina are getting for the kids.
No. They're not waiting in front of my house.
Right. All right. If you had a short honeymoon, how did the marriage work out? Because guys like, well, for instance, my honeymoon was 6 years.
Really?
Or not my honeymoon. I guess the time I met Jennifer and the time that I got married, my entire relationship before I got married was 6 years.
Wow, that
six
is amazing.
6 years I put it off.
How do you do that, and how do you get away with it?
Well, it's a lot of I was referred to as the Artful Dodger.
Nice.
And my stepmother used to call me that, the Artful Dodger, guy can get out of anything. And but I ended up with Jennifer, had a great daughter, and after we've been married now 3 years, almost 4 years. And it's unbelievable. But I think that the shorter relationships are an interesting marriage, more an interesting marriage.
I think so too, because I found out more stuff about this girl for years to come. I remember we were going to Asia after we'd been married like 7 years.
Right.
And she said, "Well, you've been here before. What's it like in Taipei? Because you had to stop here to get to Kowloon."
Right.
And I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" And she said, "I read in People magazine like 10 years ago that you used to live in Kowloon and make martial arts movies." And I said,
Kowloon.
"I was lying." And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I was out of work. I didn't work one day, so I didn't want to admit it. So I made up that I moved to Asia." So for 7 years, she believed I lived in Asia.
That's great.
It was kind of cool.
All right. The short honeymoons. How did the marriage work out? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The shorter period between the time you met the girl and the time you got married, how does that work out in a marriage? And I think there's sort of an advantage to it because, you know, once you've been, you know, dating for like for 6 years, I knew everything about her.
Right.
I didn't learn anything after I got married.
Right.
But I think, you know, once you, if you're, it's like a 2-month relationship and you get married, you sort of experience and learn things about each other while you're married.
Well, right off the bat, very first morning when Gretchen woke up and realized I was 3 inches shorter than she was, that was the first thing she learned.
Wait, she didn't know that when...
Dude, I took off the boots, woke up, looked straight up at her. She looked like a basketball player.
How tall is she? She's 3 inches tall, isn't she?
She's a normal height person. I'm just really little. She's like 5'6.5", 5'7". She's only about an inch on me.
Right.
But when you go home with a guy who's 5'10",
right,
and you wake up with a guy who's 5'6", and he happens to be named your husband,
right,
you want some explanations.
Right. Now, when you woke up the next day, you were still in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. No, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, in Phoenix. Okay. Were you hungover the next day? Did you think, oh, what have I done?
You know what I did? I will tell you the honest to God truth. I woke up, and normally when I'd had too much to drink, and obviously I had to marry a stranger, although she's a lovely woman, I still, you know, I was a bad husband. She was a wonderful wife.
Right.
She was a very fine woman. But the fact of the matter is, when I woke up in the morning, I thought, usually when I drink, I only hurt myself. I've changed this girl's way of life. What am I going to do? And what I thought was, I'm going to be a total jerk, and that way she'll leave me, and then it's her fault. So I looked at her and I said, listen, lady, I'm sorry, but I don't even remember your name. And she said, oh, well, it's Mrs. Bonaducci. Get used to it. And I thought, huh, she's funny and naked. I'll give this a try.
Oh, that is a great line. Mrs. Bonaducci, get used to it. All right, the short relationships that end up in marriage, how did that work out for you? Still married? Did it work out? Or was it a pain in the tuchus? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We are at Knott's Berry Farm right outside of the Boardwalk Ballroom. And I got to keep turning back to read Boardwalk Ballroom because I can never remember that.
Yeah, because that's going to change on
you. Yeah,
it's going to
change in a second. Danny Bonaducci is with us, everybody. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at Knott's on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are Tim Conway Jr. and Danny Bonaducci, and we're at Knott's Berry Farm right down in front of the Boardwalk Ballroom.
What's it say?
Boardwalk Ballroom.
Oh, there you go. Good. I'm glad you got a chance
to keep
read
reading that. We're here till 10 o'clock, only for about another 40 minutes or so, but they're open at 10 a.m. tomorrow till 11 p.m., and they gave everybody a big offer today. If you get here after 4, you get in for half price. Hey, Lupita. Is that offer good all summer? You get here after 4, you get in for half price? All right. After 4, you get half price. What? Half price after 4. All
I got to tell you. Maybe
a lot of guys standing outside at 3:45 with the family, right? Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting old because at 4 o'clock and it closes at 10, that's 6 hours in an amusement park.
That's a lot.
That's plenty.
Oh, yeah.
That is
plenty, yeah.
I mean, I'd actually play a little less to not have to stay so long with my kids
right.
who would start fighting by about their third hour here.
Right.
This is a good deal, Lapita. This is a good deal you got going here.
Yeah. And there's one thing that is preventing me from having another daughter is the fighting between the two kids.
God.
I don't think I could tolerate that.
No, the fighting between my kids is they're getting much better at it, but it was almost intolerable. There was nothing the little one could do that didn't aggravate the big one, and there was nothing the big one could do that the little one didn't want to tag along.
Exactly.
It was just World War III in the Bonaducci house all the time.
Well, I come from a family of 6 kids, so I know the fighting, it grows exponentially.
How'd you get to be the junior?
Well, because the first kid was my daughter, and naming her Tim was out of the question.
Ah, that makes sense.
But no, I met my dad's first boy.
Oh,
but,
you're the eldest boy?
Yeah, I have an older sister and 4 younger brothers. So, but yeah, my mom had 6 kids in 8 years.
Wow.
6 kids in 8 years.
And I always thought Tim Conway was funny. Now I know he's just a rotten, mean man.
I mean, that is in 8 years.
Apparently that old character where he can barely shuffle along is actually true because that's all that's left of him.
She was married. She was pregnant for 54 months
in
8 years.
Oh, my God. How rude.
8 years.
How rude your dad.
Yeah, I know.
My wife, absolutely. And she's one of the few women because most women will say, just to make you feel good or something about the experience. But even with the kids around, my wife will tell you flat out, hated it. Hated being pregnant, hated morning sickness, didn't like anything about the experience of being pregnant. Your mom with that many kids, is she one of those women that thought, this is the greatest experience
Never.
Of my life?
No, she was sick for 9 months. And I don't know how my dad did it. I really don't know.
Well, I will tell you after the show.
Okay.
It's really easily done.
All right, if you had a very short courtship with your now wife or ex-wife, or ex-husband or current husband, the short courtships like Danny Bonaducci, 7 hours he knew this woman before he got married. Is that a better way to go than a long relationship and then a fiance and then
lasted,
a marriage and a honeymoon?
It lasted 18 years.
I know, that's
great. 18 years.
18 years for show business, too.
Yeah.
That's like 50 years.
We were married just about as long as my current girlfriend has been alive.
Wow.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, how old was she when you got married the first time?
My current girlfriend?
Yeah.
She would have been 4.
4 years old.
She has business cards. Dig this because she works for me now. She's a school teacher by trade, but I really do need her. You're going to love this. I thought this was so clever.
Look at all those black American Express cards. What do you have, 9 of them? Wow, look
at
that.
This is her business card.
This is the business card. Amy, and I won't say her last name, but since 1982.
The year she was born.
Wow. I graduated high school in 81.
At 77. So when I look at it, since 82, I just met you. How have you been working me for that?
Wow.
That's your birthday. God, I'm a
Jesus
1,000.
Christ.
On our first date, by the way,
yeah.
She came out of the ladies' room and said, so what's appropriate to do since, you know, we don't really know each other? Should we go Dutch? And the waitress said, and I swear, don't worry, your father already paid.
Wow, is that right?
I thought, what a buzz killer right there.
Oh, man.
Now, these two, I don't know if the chords will reach. If they will, I will try. But there's a couple right here. And maybe I don't need my headphones for this.
Yeah.
There's a couple right here that have a very short romance. If I don't make it. Oh, yeah, we are.
There you go.
Step up a little closer, will you? What is your name, sir?
Blaine.
And your name, ma'am?
Talia.
Now, how long have you two known each other? When did you get engaged? When are you getting married?
We met in July 2003. So we met in July. I proposed in December, and we were married in April.
Did you guys meet in an insane asylum?
See, I told what is your name again?
Talia.
I told Talia I was going to pay her a compliment
right.
on how pretty she is, but she was really going to have to extrapolate how well this is a compliment. But I think you will like it. Are you a Star Trek fan at all?
Star Wars fan.
I meant Star Trek. If a Klingon were super hot, she would look like you. Do you get that? Do you get that? Yeah. That's a compliment? If there was a really
huge
hot
compliment.
Klingon, she'd look just like you.
Yeah.
You, I can't help.
Yeah,
you
the gentleman like has a very short mohawk with two earrings and looks like eyeliner, I believe.
I know. She's got the whole nine yards, though.
Yeah.
And most of it is weaved into her hair.
Yeah.
But it's a very good look. I saw you two right away. I went, if I got a party with somebody, it's these two, right. Immediately.
All right. If you had a very, very, very short courtship, call us and tell us how that marriage has worked out or is currently working out. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. All right. Let's try to talk to Ed here in Ontario. Ed, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, Knoxberry Farm.
Hey,
Benny, my man.
What's happening, dude?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, so how long were you? How long did you know this chick before you got married?
You guys just brought up some nightmare for me, man. Let me tell you, because you know what? I met my daughter's mom at work. 7 hours later, I beat up her boyfriend. Another hour later, she moved into my house, and a month later, I got married, man.
Wow. This is a beautiful story.
I had four kids from her. I had twins. They're in the military right now. Then I had another one that's a year younger than them. Then I had another daughter that's 3 years younger than them. And
how many total kids does she have then?
We have four together. But you
and
know
how many
no
people did you beat up?
13 years of heck. And the good thing about it is I got custody of my kids. And I can't get no child support. I was paying $2,500 and she's only paying $125. But you know, I got the best thing about it, man. I got the kids.
You got the kids.
Yeah, I got the kids. And you know the good thing about this is that she told me one time, you know, I should have never left you for this guy. She cheated on me three times. You know, three times was enough for me. And I said, wow. One of these days I'm going to meet some girl. She might be fat. She might be ugly. But you know what? She's going to have a heart. And the wife I'm married to right now is 29. I'm 46. I have another little boy. He's 4 years old.
How many total kids do you have?
I got seven. And seven grandkids.
How many of them do you have legal proof are actually yours?
All seven, brothers. All seven.
I have a DNA test on this chick.
You know, I was going to ask how you raised seven kids, and I was reminded, you're one of those very wealthy guys who's in the armed services.
No. I grew up in the gangs. Actually, I grew up in West Covina in the gangs, went to prison, did all that, and I decided once I got out of prison, what am I going to do for myself?
What'd you go to prison for?
For stupid things. You know, when you're young and dumb.
Right.
Like Bonaduce, he'll tell you, we're young and dumb. Here we go.
Yes, we were, but I got to tell you something. Mr. Conway here is not young and dumb at the moment. So when you say, what did you go to jail for? And you say, I was dumb. He knew that part. That's why we go to jail, because we're dumb. He was being a tad specific. If you don't wish to tell, that's fine.
I'll bet some of his kids are listening right now, and they may not know the story.
Right.
Is that right?
I got two girls right now in the military. They just turned 18. I've had them for over 12 years now. And that was the best part of me. You know, I work nights because I take care of them during the day, and I have a young, good wife. I mean, she doesn't give me no crap. And you know what's strange is all my in-laws are all sheriffs.
Wow. Do you miss the kids when they leave?
No, they don't leave. They're with daddy all the time. My twins, one's in Virginia, one's at home right now.
Oh, I thought you still had 18-year-old kids.
Yeah. My girls. I got five at home. My two older ones are gone. One's in Michigan, one's in Arizona.
I may not have to turn around to read where we are, but I cannot follow the math on this cat to save my life.
Well, all right. Hey, how old are your kids here, dude?
Collectively, they're 711 years old.
My daughter is 23. My twins are 18. I got a 17-year-old, and I got a 15-year-old. I got my 4-year-old, Frankie Fear.
Jesus.
Dude, and he's a volleyball team.
How long were you in prison?
10 years. 10 years of hell.
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
10.
Now you know, but you know what? I'm tattooed down. I make a good income. I work for a WAP plant. I'm not going to tell you the name. It's
right.
Not Arrowhead.
Right. But, I can imagine
you know,
what it is.
I've been doing well. I live in Yucaipa. I bought a house there. My company's transferred me from Vegas to Texas back here, and I live in Yucaipa off the golf course.
Ed, what was your original sentence where you only did 10 years?
I got busted for some shootings and drugs.
All right, were you sentenced to 25 or 20 and you got out in 10?
No, actually, I was sentenced to 10 years and I had to do the full 10 because I ended up getting a bunch of.
You are stupid.
Wow.
So, I don't mean to be rude, but I know guys that have been sentenced to 15 years and did 3. How did you end up doing the whole 10?
Well, because, you know, when you're in there, I'm a Latino tattooed down, and, you know, you got to be a part of an organization in there to live well. And
right.
Believe me, in jail, I got McDonald's. I got everything I could possibly think of in there.
I think that you and I have a different idea of living well.
But you know what? I got out and I said, what am I going to really do with my life? Because, you know, once you go to the pen, you're done. You're pretty much done. You're either going to get involved in church and get out, or you're going to get involved and be somebody's girl, or are you going to hang out with the people that's going to take care of you?
I beg to differ, sir. I found that there's another option. If you do go to jail, you can get involved with church and get out. You can get involved with another group and or get out, or you can become a talk show host and kick some serious ass.
I listen to you right before Lancaster and Tammy. You're my number one, and then I got the third
Thank
shift,
you,
my
sir.
Two third shift fellas. Hey, Danny,
you know, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Ed. But our show between 8 and 11 p.m. every night is rated number one with ex-cons.
Is that
true? I don't know if you know that. Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
When you guys are on,
it's like you guys are my mentors, you know, and I hear you with your beautiful little girl. And it's about your daughter now. She's 4 years old now?
No, yeah, she'll turn 3 in October, yeah. She's here tonight,
right.
Actually.
What day in October? My birthday's in October. I got 2 in October. Actually,
hers is October 5th. Mine's the 13th.
Oh, mine's the 2nd, and my daughter's the 3rd. You know when my daughter was born? She was born 2 minutes after my birthday, and I told the doctor, hey, I'll give you $500, just make it on my birthday. He said, are you crazy? Let her have her own birthday.
You should have showed him your tattoos and your drops coming out of your eyes and said, hey, deliver that baby now.
Right now, yeah, because I always like a guy delivering my baby that takes bribes. That's who I want.
Hey, Bonaducci, where are you going to be at so I can go down and see? I want to bring you my girl so you can meet him, and I want to get a picture of you and Tim.
Where's the next place they're sending us? They're sending us out somewhere soon. I know I might be back here at... Knott's Berry Farm soon, but I will, you know.
Yeah, keep listening. Check the website.
I'm one of those guys that I love to go out and do remote broadcasts. I like it better than the studio.
Right. Yeah, so
I used to like it better just because I smoked, but then I found I just like hanging out with the folks than hanging out in the studio with people wearing ties.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, dude, on turning your life around, dude.
You guys keep up the good work, please, because
you
guys inspire
care.
A lot of people out there.
Thank you. Take care of yourself, buddy.
You're crazy.
Thanks, man. I love that.
All right, thanks, Ed.
A guy that just gets out of the joint for shooting people, has a couple of drugs on him, has 37 children and no job, and calls me crazy. I always get a kick out of that. I swear
All
to
right.
God, this is a true story. I was pitching a television show at the Four Seasons. Now, I cannot afford to eat at the Four Seasons. It's a really expensive place, right? But the president of Fox Television is there, and so I'm going to cough up this money because it's a good idea for a show. And they're running that show I had called Breaking Bonaducci at the time, so
right.
I'm kind of a hit, even though everybody's scared of me.
Right.
And as I'm pitching, the president of Fox, Dennis Rodman, comes up to the table with a full bone through his nose.
Oh,
and
right.
I don't mean something through his nose, as like a chicken bone or something weird.
Right.
9 like hoops through his nose, covered in tats and a white streak down the center of his hair. And he comes up and he goes, Bonaducci? And I'm with the head of Fox, so I'm thinking about saying no. And he goes, Bonaducci. I said, yeah. And he goes, you crazy, man. You got to calm down. And walks away. And there went my show with Fox. When Dennis Rodman calls you crazy and you need to calm down, you're probably out of a gig.
Right. Tough to insure that. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you had a short courtship like Danny Bonaducci, met a girl, 7 hours later they were married. Want to hear exactly how that worked out for you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Danny Bonaducci's with us.
Thank you
and
for
we're live on 97.1 Free FM, sitting here at Knott's Berry Farm, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Danny Bonaducci's with us. I got to thank you for coming down, my brother.
The guy that did not get smacked in the face by saying, if you were a Klingon, you'd be hot. I thought, I know this girl's going to see the compliment in that, and I was right.
Yeah, and he didn't punch you in the face, huh?
No, and he looks like he might, too.
Yeah, all right. The shorter courtships are always more interesting. Let's talk to, how about William? In Long Beach on line one. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Baboos.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just hanging in, you know what I mean?
I understand.
But I met my wife at a store that I work at. Knew her for about 2 weeks, and then we decided to go to Vegas and get married.
Wow.
And?
And I married a crazy African.
Doesn't that happen?
It happens.
Still married?
Still married right now.
Oh, wow. The way you made it sound. But
yeah, you sound very happy.
You know what? We're describing the kind of girls that we like. When I was working with Corolla in the mornings, we're describing the different kind of girls that we would really like. And my personal preference is a girl you come home, the house is clean, there's something being cooked maybe, stuff like that. But about one Saturday a month, you come home, and she jumps out of the closet with a knife saying, I'll kill you, for no reason whatsoever.
That's
totally normal. And then one night a month, she's just out of her mind psycho. That keeps stuff interesting in my world.
How do you know my wife, honestly?
Apparently, I met your wife.
That is my wife to a T.
You got kids?
No, we don't have any kids, thank God.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you describe her as crazy, you may want to hold off.
Yeah, she's definitely crazy, and if she had a kid of mine, it would be a crazy half-African kid.
Oh, Bubba.
All right. Nice ones.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, William. How about Jay in Orange on line four? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
All right.
We met at the Scary Farm while we were in high school.
Met here?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
And ended up married, 26, almost 27 years now.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now, see, I have heard this, and maybe you'll be an expert and can tell me if this is true. I had heard when I was a younger man that if you really wanted to, like, go on a good or successful date, if you know what I mean, take a girl to, like, a scary movie. And then she'll want to hold your hand, and then she'll want to hug you and put your arms around you. Did that work out for you? Is that what happened? You took her to Not Scary Farm. All of a sudden, she's holding your arm because she doesn't want to be scared. And the next thing you know, you're a hero?
Definitely.
Yeah, so that really
works. It stepped
it
up a notch, you know, because they're having to hug up all over you because they do a great job of scaring them.
I have heard that this is the best place for the scary Halloween shows. Yeah.
Now, when you you said you met her here, did you show up with some buddies and just happen to meet a stranger?
It was actually a high school outing, and we were both going to the same high school, so we just ended up hitching up there, though.
Because
we were
in our 37, yeah. So there was a problem.
Yeah, and she was 16.
Right.
And how many kids you got?
We got two kids.
How old are they?
23-year-old boy and a girl just turned 18. So
how old are you?
I am 45.
45. So you're my age, and you have kids in their 20s. You know, if I actually went out with a girl in 1984 who got pregnant and then she didn't have the kid, I would have a 24-year-old child right now.
That's scary, isn't it?
I'll raise you, bro. I was doing the Partridge Family, and I was 13. And David Cassidy used to have girls just packed into his dressing room. Like, you couldn't open the door through the female bodies packed into that room. And I guess one girl just said she couldn't get in, and she's walking by, and I walked up to her, and I'm 13 years old, and I said, hi, I'm Danny. And she thought, okay, one partridge is good another, made a man of me in my dressing room. I was 13. I am now 49. I could have a 36-year-old son or something like that. I could have a son that's almost ready for retirement by this age.
Yeah, you have a 36-year-old kid.
Isn't that be weird?
You could have been a great-grandfather.
Easily. Yeah, because I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, because he could have had a kid at 18 and had an 18-year-old. You could have had an 18-year-old grandson and like a 5-month-old great-grandson.
Yeah, I was right. He'd be 36 years old. Yeah. I had a 36-year-old.
Wow. Wow. All right, Jay, we thank you for calling.
But I would be a great great-grandfather. If I was your great-grandfather, right, you'd go, my great-grandfather rocks. Yeah.
Speaking of that, my dad bought my daughter a birthday card last year, and it said, to my great-granddaughter. Right? Right. Now, it's his granddaughter, but he thought it meant that she's terrific.
Fantastic, right, sure.
He said, yeah, to my great-granddaughter. I'm like, hey, Dad, this is she's just a granddaughter. When she has a kid, that's the great-granddaughter. He goes, oh, man, I didn't see the hyphen there, I guess.
Yeah, should I hyphen that? There, I'll tell you the thing about that is that, like I said, I had no great family traditions that were nice. I usually say, when people say, what went wrong with you, I say, I was raised by wolves. Just not a nice group of people.
Right.
My girlfriend was raised by a wonderful group of people, and so she would not have any children until she'd have very, very young children. But me, a 36-year-old child,
wow,
who would have a child, I could be a great, great, great grandfather in, right, today's day and age.
But the 36-year-old would have had to gone through your entire life with you.
Do you know
the ups, the downs, the homelessness, the drugs, everything?
The problem with that is, like, sometimes being named Bonaducci, because I'm from Philadelphia, makes you a hero. Oh, are you Danny Bonaducci's cousin? Yeah, I am. And then sometimes, are you Danny Bonaducci's cousin? No, that jailbird. I don't even know him, that criminal. It depends on what era I'm going
right,
through.
Exactly. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. We'd like to thank.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we're done. We're going to buzz on out of here.
Did I just whine like a baby?
I think so, but
I'm
that's
sorry.
Cool. I thought that was Randy doing that. All right, we'd like to thank Knott's Berry Farm, of course, and Lapita for having us here. Always nice to see you. Thank you very much. Also, Eras, Adam, Manny, and Albert, and Danny and Amy, Randy, Gina, and everybody here, the whole audience. Also, Joe, congratulations on big marriage coming up. And Danny Bonaducci, man. Thanks
always
for coming out, man.
Always.
Big stud.
It's a great treat when you invite me. Thank
all
you.
All right. We'll see you on Monday right after the Tom Likas show. Actually, Danny will be on right before the Tom Likas show.
Making that 1 hour money.
Yes, and we're at Knott's Berry Farm live on 97.1 Free FM.